TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up. To stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, it's a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Tonight we have a special guest. We'll start off with Stan Deyo. His website, standeyo.com. He has held above top secret security clearances and worked undercover for the FBI. He's been involved with the alternative media for years now, going way back, and I'm very glad to bring him on the show. Stan, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Bob. It's good to be talking to you here. I guess you got a bit of snow and cold weather over there.
Well, not quite. We're in north central Florida, and we were just below the cold weather. We were
I thought it would reach down to you.
It just missed us. Last night, you know, here in Florida, Stan, we root for snow. You know, it's like if it's close to snowing, that's a cool thing for us. There's nothing more that I would like than to show my 18-month-old snow on the ground. However, we did not get that snow, but that leads me to my first question for tonight. Have you seen these videos of people lighting snow on fire and the strange reaction the snow has had?
I haven't seen them. I've had a number of emails sent to me about this, and that is quite puzzling. The videos that you've seen, do you know what part of the country they were in?
Most of them I saw were in Georgia. There was a few in Ohio. But I believe most of them are in Georgia.
Here's what I'm wondering about. We have had, in spite of all the cold weather that we've gotten here, as a planet, we've had warming, which has loosened up some of the methane hydrates in the bottom of the ocean floor, and it doesn't matter what ocean you're in. And this releases methane gas up into the atmosphere. Now, it may be being caught up and quick frozen again with the strange weather pattern. And then, of course, you know, snowing down onto people, that would hold it intact until you warm the snow, and then that would make it burn. That would be my first guess on this. I don't know other than that.
Well, I've seen some different takes on it. I've seen already videos supposedly debunking it, saying that it's all a bunch of hype. And who knows? I reserve judgment until I do a full amount of research on stories like this. I try not to jump to conclusions.
Sure. Sure. That's a safe thing to do. Smart thing.
Well, there's definitely earth changes going on, and you've been covering a lot of these earth changes on your website, haven't you?
Yes, and in quite a few radio and TV shows. The concern that I have had for probably 20 years is that we're seeing increasing signs of the magnetic field of the earth weakening, but also that the poles are starting to wobble from their normal position at an accelerated rate. In fact, the North Pole is doing it twice as fast as the South Pole. And from just standard scientific community that work on this, they are saying that we may be entering in right now to the beginning of a magnetic pole flip for our planet, which doesn't occur overnight. It takes years for such a thing to complete, hundreds of years, in fact. But with these changes and with evidence that I'm seeing with sinkholes, and you've certainly seen your fair share of in Florida recently, with sinkholes occurring all over the planet in strange places due to water intrusion into rock formations and stuff underneath the buildings and homes that have been damaged by this. But because of the pressure on the surface of the Earth, sideways pressure from the compression of the planet, you know, due to gravity and things, when that starts to weaken, it allows things that were normally able to hold together by, you know, like aerostatic pressure, like dirt pressure sideways, to start to fail and allow water to flow where it hadn't flowed before in greater amounts, and it will cause these sinkholes. And I think that's also due to an expansion, believe it or not, an expansion in the diameter of Earth. I've been working for several years now on a paper I'm going to publish on the website soon about the nature of gravity and how planets, moons, stars, galaxies, as they age, all expand. Not perhaps just in one steady stream, but in jumps, like quantum jumps, where they expand to this diameter and then wait a while and then expand to a new diameter. And certainly the Earth has done this at least once, because it's now about 33% so greater in diameter than it was when the Earth's continents were all together in the original Pangaea or Gondwanaland lump of mass on the surface of the Earth.
This is fascinating. You know, everything they teach us or they have taught us in the mainstream schools turns out to be false. And one of the things they taught was plate tectonics. That was the mantra of my geography teacher. And it turns out there's more to that story.
Yes. Yes, there is. There's definitely something like plate tectonics going on, but it's more like an expansion of the mantle of the Earth. There's a core pressure is expanding it. And this stretches the surface of the Earth, but in stretching, it also allows for subduction of various areas of the planet that are above water and are cooler and more solid than the magma underneath the surface of the Earth. I don't think it was intentionally to dumb us down that they've taught us a different way. It's just what science thought they knew at the time. And as we stand on the shoulders of those who've gone before in trying to discover what makes the Earth work, we get to see a little bit more, out of the mire beneath us. And a number of scientists now are in officialdom, in mainstream news, are starting to report that they're jumping on board now, finally, that the Earth does go through expansion periods. And, of course, this is creating the subduction and transition zones between the continental plates. So it's kind of part true and part not what they taught us in school. There's just more to it.
I gotcha. Interesting. I'm always learning, Stan, as they say. I'm always learning here. And I can't stop learning because then I'll be, I'll be dead.
I know. Look, I tell you what, I'm in my about to finish my 69th year, and every day is, a journey of discovery. I learn stuff like you every day, and I can't imagine a day where I just sit around and do nothing. I want to learn about the world around me. It's great.
It really shocks me how people out there don't have that attitude, how they're just apathetic. They want to just, watch TV all day and watch the Super Bowl or whatever, and they don't really care to continue to learn. Why do you think that is? How do you think people get to that sort of consciousness?
There are probably a number of contributing factors. Certainly, the education and entertainment values in TV world and movie world are a big component. Another component, believe it or not, may be stuff like chemicals in our water supply. Dulling people down. I mean, we have a Berkey water filter. In fact, several of them here. We haven't got to that new one that you're advertising at Pure yet, but we'll be trying that. And, because we've been filtering our water, we may not be as exposed to some of this dumbing down, fluoridation or whatever they're doing to the water. But the other factor is peer group pressure. Your mate say, look, don't think out of the box. I mean, come on now. You make us look bad. Let's just have a good time. It's like Doug Dynasty attitude has taken over the world,
yeah.
But fortunately, there are people like yourself and me and Holly and a lot of other folks that we know and are friends with. Fortunately, there are those of us who are not only discovering things and alert and always wanting to learn, but we're trying to share that with people when we see disasters ahead in various, you know, aspects of our research and discovery. I we shake our heads sometimes trying to talk to people we've known for a long time saying, look, you know, something's going to happen, and, you know, you better get kind of prepared for that. Or did you know this is how things work? And they go, oh, yeah. Hey, are you going to watch the Super Bowl this weekend?
Exactly. Like, they don't even care. And Stan's wife, Holly, is awesome as well. She talks about emergency preparedness and all those great topics, as does Stan. Folks, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our special guest, Stan Dale, in just seconds.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Okay, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're talking with Stan Deo tonight. Next hour, we're going to have a former college professor of mine who is very much in the mainstream paradigm. He's going to be telling me how vaccines are the best thing that has ever happened to man. He's going to be telling me how the Obama administration is saving us all. and that global warming is going to kill us all and all the other talking points that he's gotten from the television. But yet, he is a college professor. He was my own personal former college professor, and he'll be joining us next hour for a guaranteed lively discussion. But this hour, we have a great patriot and a veteran in this alternative media, Stan Deo, and I'm very glad to have him on the show. Stan, what's the latest and greatest as far as your research is concerned? You have a million books. I can't even keep up.
Well, I think probably the thing that is uppermost of my mind, other than, you know, normal business and developing products and getting patent applications and all that kind of junk done, is looking at the conditioning that's going on to not only the people of the United States, but the world in television shows and in recent movie releases and those that are coming out soon, dealing with alien presence here on the planet. In my mind, this is one of the greatest hoaxes ever laid upon the human race, and it's steering us toward a dictatorial world government. I guess we call it a government, it's a dictatorship, but I am just seeing an increased amount of this, and it's causing a great deal of concern to myself and Holly watching how people are being led to understand, you know, such and such that had a high security clearance is now coming out and saying, look, blow the security clearance. I'm going to tell you about the aliens that are really here, and all this kind of stuff going on, which I know wouldn't happen if officials didn't want it to. And this kind of stuff in the movies is pressing people to look off the planet for a more advanced civilization to help them. And that's cool, but what I'm seeing is that we're being coerced, and I know a lot of this is happening, coerced into accepting the first one that comes along. And this may not necessarily be the cleverest plan, and beyond what, you know, Holly and I have talked about in radio shows and TV and documentaries and books and stuff, we can't do any more ourselves. We can just hope that, you know, other people have picked up what we're talking about and doing their own research and trying to alert people not to fall prey to the first alien encounter as the best alien encounter.
Sure. Of course, it's going to be manipulated by the mainstream media, by the powers that shouldn't be. I've heard Project Bluebeam, which has been brought up as perhaps the catalyst for this sort of false flag alien invasion, if you will.
You know, this started back in the Kennedy administration and perhaps even before, but, you know, the DOD-type guys and CIA planners for, you know, action in Cuba had really planned to do, you know, like this blue beam-type thing, but they were going to do it using technology at that time, and they were going to support the rebels. And they wanted the rebels down in Cuba to welcome the U.S. forces and let them come in and support them against, you know, the regime down there. And to do this, what they were going to do was drop pamphlets all over Cuba in the area where the rebels were. And the pamphlets, of course, in Spanish, were going to say, look, you'll see a sign from the Virgin Mary in the sky over, you know, the coast of Cuba. When you do, know that the army that comes at that time are your friends and support them. And this was going to be done just prior, you know, a few days prior, if they have time to read it, when the U.S. fleet off the horizon, just over the horizon from Cuba, would project a still of the Virgin Mary up on the clouds over Cuba. Of course, they would have to figure out some way to make it cloudy. But anyway, the plan never was executed, but the idea was there. Let's produce something spiritual, psychological, warfare-wise, to get people to go the direction we want to. And one of the strongest things is the faith of a people you're trying to move. Now, in our case, it's a faith that is, doesn't matter whether it's Muslim, Hindu, Christian, Jewish, you know, blah, blah, blah. Because when a super being comes back to the planet with his entourage of beings like him and technology just beyond our wildest dreams, that's like God returning. And it will penetrate all religious philosophies. And this is our great concern, is that they will not listen to their teachings from the old times about how to sort the good one from the bad one. And they'll take the first one that comes along, and it's going to be sad.
Beware of false prophets, as they say.
Absolutely. You know, somebody asked me here a while back, do you think God is an extraterrestrial? And my answer was quite simple. I said, well, what's the definition of an extraterrestrial? Well, it's someone that lives off the earth. I said, well, I guess he's an extraterrestrial no matter where he is. He's not living here at the moment, is he? And, you know, we have to change our paradigm of what we were taught and learned as children. We're now adults. And you start to piece together things and say, yes, well, Ezekiel saw a flaming chariot, which was the gadget, you know, with a being of advanced technology knowledge there coming to talk to Ezekiel. And it produced heat. It came out of the sky. It just suddenly appeared in the sky and then came down. And that was solid. I mean, you know, it wasn't airy-fairy. And so there's at least one parallel universe to us, maybe more, where beings live just as solidly as we do in bodies, but technology just millennia ahead of what we've got, and, you know, maybe from the beginning of all things. I mean, who knows? Some of life's great mysteries still to be solved, but they are so far ahead of us that their technology is like magic, and we have to learn a little bit and not discount the greatness and the power of the being or beings that created life on Earth.
Yeah.
We just got to get to the right one. That's how we got to be wise and divide the false from the real.
You know, thinking about this fake alien invasion or these fake benevolent or malevolent beings that come to the Earth and take our attention, I'm thinking about something that was very simplistic. It was a radio broadcast, H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds, and the reaction that that created from people. And I'm thinking, wow, if people reacted in such a way back then to pretty simplistic manipulations on the radio.
That was the Orson Welles broadcast. The Orson Welles broadcast.
Right, right. But it was the broadcast was written by H.G. Wells. He wrote The War of the Worlds.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, the reaction people got, and many people have suggested that that was an op.
Well, it may have been, but the point is that whoever did it learned from it, and those that are, you know, the people that make things happen in our world, that 3 or 4% of the population, looked at that, and a lot of them realized, hey, now here's a new psychological tool. We'll need to improve it, because by the time we can do it to the population for real and convince them to take our new world government, we have got to keep up with the times and what they've been shown on TV and radio and whatever, because they'll get smarter by the time we finish this plan, and we'll have to make it look better than just a broadcast where some people didn't tune in time to hear the warning. This is just a broadcast. It's not real. We'll have to really fool them. So certainly it started back then, I'm sure. And a lot of people in the know sat back smoking their cigars and drinking their port saying, hey, you know, that's cool. We'll have to develop that theme. It'll work for us. Hey, have you ever done any study of Hebrew at all?
I have not. You know, I went to Hebrew school as a kid, but never any real study. Will you tell me a little bit about that when we come back? We're about to get cut off by a break, but we'll tease that, and we'll be back with Stan Dale in just a moment here on The Bob Tuscan Show.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. I'll say.
It's the future.
Stan Deo joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show. Once again, his website, StanDeo.com. Definitely check that out. And Stan, you were going to tell me a little bit about the Hebrew that's in your work these days.
Well, you know, Bob, many, many years ago, decades ago, I started studying Hebrew, and I studied with my rabbi, and I got a taste for what was hidden in the Hebrew of the Torah, you know, the first five books of the Bible. And so, knowing that I was slow with languages, I figured that at least what I would do in my own time was figure out a way to retranslate the Hebrew and get more out of it, because the rabbi kind of taught me some of the secrets of there already. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. I never saw this before in the English. And so I got one of these, lexicons that has the Arabic, Chaldean, and Hebrew all broken apart into, everything, you know, adjectives, nouns, verbs, the whole lot. And that way I could translate parts of a word or a name and then go to the next part and the next part and get meaning out of it, more meaning than just what they tell you in English. sometimes, you know, like 35 to 40 times more stuff. I mean, it's just huge. Anyway, my studies here back in 85 to 90, I started digging into the book of Daniel and got started finding interesting things there. And time passed, and I put it on the shelf. And then back in 2009, late in 2009, I picked it up again. I ran across it, dusted the dust off, and it was a study of Daniel. And I started looking at one particular group of eight verses, you know, four in one place and four in another in the book of Daniel, to try to get a correct translation, because I had remembered that some of the greatest scholars in the world looking at this could not figure out why it was written this way. It didn't make sense. It didn't translate properly, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, look, I'm just me. I'm not a, you know, super scholar or anything, but I'll have a go at trying to translate it. And it was Daniel 2:41 through Daniel 2:44, and Daniel, let's see, 2:41, Daniel 11:36 through 39. Now, anyway, retranslating all that, I found out that definitely there was a code hidden in this book by Daniel, and according to the book of Daniel itself, at the end of it, he was told to write these things by a being of, well, several, but one being that was there in the middle of it over the water, saying to him, seal up the things of this book until the time of the end, meaning the time of the end of this age. And it was a message aimed at us, this generation that we're in now. And it's so coded that unless you, you know, were part of the Hebrew community and knew, you know, Hebrew customs and lore, and also could, you know, translate the Hebrew, that you wouldn't pick up on this. And there was one example I use out of this these eight verses where Daniel is talking about the Antichrist of this age, you know, the super bad dude. And it's a veiled discussion of it, but it says that this king, he calls him in 11:36, will do everything he wants according to his own will, and he will magnify himself above every god, Al-Kal-El, it says. That's three two-letter Hebrew words, Al-Kal-El, all ending in Lamed, the wisdom letter. And he'll even, you know, speak against the God of gods, it says. Now, in the phrasing there, in the next verse, something strange comes up where they think that this Antichrist is a homosexual. It says, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god. He'll magnify himself above all. Now, on the surface, you can see how they might think, okay, he's liking guys instead of women, that kind of stuff. But it's not that way. This is a phrase that has three equal things connected. God of his fathers, blah, blah, blah. Nor regard any god. Now, the blah, blah, blah was about nor the desire of women. Desire of women has nothing to do with God of any kind. So if it is something connected by, you know, between God, his father, the father of gods, and any other god, then it has to be some kind of stuff to do with God. And when you realize from your Hebrew, you know, lore, that in the time of the birth of Jesus, in that time in Israel, that the Hebrew women wanted to be the mother of the Son of God that would return and deliver, you know, take the throne of David and deliver Israel from the enemies. So when you look at it that way, this code says, the God of his fathers, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor the Son of God, nor regard any other god. So in other words, the desire of women is the Son of God in the Hebrew community. Remember, Daniel was writing this when he lived in Chaldea. He'd been taken prisoner when the Babylonians came over and sacked Jerusalem and took the children of the castle there back over to be raised there in Babylon. So he's writing this in code so that if someone actually did read the Hebrew, they would say, oh, yeah, okay, nor the desire of women, yeah, blah, 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 and skip over it. But this is saying that he's going to put himself above God the Creator, the Son of God, which, of course, the Christian religion says is Jesus, and any other god. So that is just one example of these eight verses that I've dug into to see what else it was talking about and where this Antichrist would go you know, and who he would choose, sorry, where Satan would go and choose the Antichrist here to run the earth, and how they would have very super fortresses you couldn't get to, and they would overthrow, you know, the fortresses of the other countries, no matter whether they're above ground or below ground, that kind of stuff. You know, I just, I'm probably saying this badly, but I wrote this down in bits and pieces over several months, and every time I'd find something new, I'd stop Holly and I'd say, listen to this, and, you know, find the clues in those eight verses. And there are more than eight verses in the book of Daniel, but that's just, you know, the ones that I started with back in 2009. And I do encourage people to have the time and the ability to take the book of Daniel apart and relate it to the revelation to John in the New Testament of the Bible, the book of Revelation, because the two share a lot of things in common, and they almost act like a coding matrix for each other. Just amazing, anyway. And just in case I don't live long enough to get it all done, I'm telling you, so you and your listeners have at least have the heads up to try to explore that further.
It's on the record, Stan. All the listeners will have to look into that for themselves. I'm getting some messages here. We're going to go off topic here for a moment and address these issues. Somebody's complaining about you siding with Israel. You and I have spoken off the air, and we talked a little bit about this whole situation. And by no means are you an advocate of the Zionist political agenda and some of the human rights violations that they've had on the planet. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, that's true. The main reason I support the nation of Israel today is I support the country of Israel because a large portion of the House of Israel, which is different than the political nation, live there. And they also live, of course, in the New York, New Jersey here of the United States. But having been to Israel, I understand that in the leadership of the country, there are bad dudes that are headed toward a one-world government their own way. And, you know, you've got to be able to separate the two entities who call themselves Jewish from the real House of Israel. I don't mind supporting, you know, food for the children there in the country. We do that, and a couple of other charities there. But it's for the people, you know, the Sephardi, the Orthodox Hebrew community. I say Hebrew rather than Jewish because I want to include all the tribes. But I want to do that, but at the same time, I'm aware that the forced reestablishment of Israel by the Zionist community was not meant to be by God's will. In other words, God would reestablish Jerusalem and bring his people back, but they pushed ahead of the envelope, and in doing so, they've become more political than observant, and you know, for the right reasons. And I'm sad about that. I saw evidence of it there, and I mean, I talked not only with the citizens of Israel there, you know, per se, they were Jewish, but also with the Arab community, and finding people with Palestinians with a degree, say, in chemistry, a PhD in chemistry, and he's washing dishes there because that's the only job he could get. So, yeah, it's a conflicting type structure, and I don't know an easy way out of it.
All right, well, I'm glad we addressed that. Final segment with Stan Dale coming up in just seconds.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Tuscan Show. Our special guest is Stan Deo. Folks, if you support what we do here on the show and you want to help out, it's the end of the month. Things are real, real tight. I've been trying to make a go at doing this professionally for whatever that's worth, and I would do it regardless as an activist, first and foremost, and a student of learning, of knowledge. But please, donate if you can. Go to the website, BobTuscan, TUSKIN.com. BobTuscan.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a Donate to the Tuscan Family button there. That's how you can donate, or you can send me something via PayPal. I almost called it PayPal. PayPal, TheBobTuscanShow@gmail.com is the email. TheBobTuscanShow, T-U-S-K-I-N, @gmail.com. Stan, let's try to give a comprehensive look of what's to come for you. This is our last segment tonight. We'll have to have you back on. But what's next on the list of Stan Deo's work in the future?
Well, at present, I'm reviving a project to make a an air-driven, not an anti-gravity, but an air-driven flying saucer drone, one that I started back in 2005. And I had my engineer working on it for a while, and then we took it to a stage where I sat it in the shelf, and it was going to take more work from me. But now that I'm back to doing it, and going to try to set up a rather interesting drone project for people. Coupled with that, I'm working with my other electrical engineering friends up north of me in Colorado Springs at the Tesla Club there, and we're working on a way to develop T. Henry Moray's electricity from the atmosphere. It wasn't really straight from the atmosphere, but that's the way it looked, so that people can have a new kind of solid-state EMP-proof method of drawing power out of the environment to, you know, in case of emergency.
Let's talk about that a little bit. There's two things here that are things I'm greatly interested in. One is alternative energy and Tesla technologies and the ability to go beyond our current paradigm of scarce energy and that kind of thing. And the other is the threat of an EMP. At any point in time, we can have one of those take out our electrical grid. Are you interested in both these topics? I imagine
you are. Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Absolutely. The EMP thing doesn't matter whether it's a nuclear strike or whether it's from the sun, because our sun is a variable output star, and as such, it goes through periods of sudden and unexpected coronal mass ejections and flares, which usually occur together, throwing stuff into our magnetopause, into the Earth environment, which cause surges on our grid networks. And in some cases, like an EMP, the side of the planet that's facing it, it shorts out a lot of the electrical and semiconductor components and destroys them. They're dead. Now, it's been covered in a number of places, even in the mainstream, that should an EMP attack occur from a foreign power, or should an EMP occur from the sun, it may not be the only one. There may be several after that at unexpected times. So even if you prepare, you know, for the loss of, you know, say your radio and TV, or you know, even your diesel generators that have chips and, you know, solid state chips, even if you prepare with backup, you know, when do you take that backup into safety, into a Faraday cage? You're not going to know when the next EMP strikes. And so eventually you got to realize that the EMPs will be, say, over the next 10 years, very erratic and unexpected. And the only way to really have power, you know, when an EMP occurs, is to have equipment that is not subject to shorting out because of an EMP, you know, the high frequencies that go down the power lines, which are like antennas for it. I mean, you could explode an EMP bomb over the United States at about 200 miles altitude over, say, the Great Lakes, and you'll take out two-thirds of the country's digital or semiconductor devices. Phones won't work anymore. No more texting, guys. The grid network itself will probably short out and fail. A number of transformers will burn. There will be widespread fires from arcing along the high voltage distribution lines. You know, we've seen small cases of this in Canada probably, gosh, 15, 16 years ago, where they had power outages for several weeks and fires, where the surge from a coronal mass ejection hit the atmosphere, concentrated mainly over that part of Canada on the west coast there. And it hit their grid really bad. If this happens, and I think it's not if, it's how many times it'll happen in the near future, we're going to lose some of our big, expensive, like multi-million-dollar transformers that distribute power throughout the countryside from, you know, generation stations. And if we lose those, even one of them, and try to replace it, it's a two-year waiting time at least, if no one else is trying to get them made. And you got to get it from China, which is counterproductive what China's trying to do now in its own hegemony. So, you know, we have to buy it from people that are trying to take us over anyway. We have to wait 2 to 3 years for it, maybe longer. So we really have no backup transformers in place. Infrastructure, if damaged, will not be replaced for a long time. So people really need to be figuring out alternate ways, making even simple fan-type things that, you know, spin a small motor and generate power out of that to run a light or something. I mean, even at the most simple levels like that, you can do it, because you can get old DC motors and some AC things, but mainly DC motors, and it's a simple thing to make something turn in the wind. But we need to start developing those kinds of backups now in a manner that people can not worry about an EMP because it'll keep working. Now, what it would drive, if it's, the power from is going to drive a radio, radios are mainly, you know, composed of digital components or computers, forget those. They're done. They're toast. Unless you've cleverly put several backups in, you know, garbage cans with foil around the lid and closed it down and grounded it as a Faraday cage. But you can only do that so far. So it's going to give you power for light, for heating, you know, for some modes of transport that people have got little electric go-karts and stuff that there are no semiconductors in it, that kind of stuff. It's a very important subject, and people should be informed about it because at a government level they don't want to tell you a lot about it because of the panic that would ensue when they realize we don't have a backup for our power grid.
You would think with all the money they spend on war and all these other endeavors that they would spend just a small percentage of that to get the grid in order. But it's clear that these powers that shouldn't be do not have benevolent motives in what they're doing.
Well, certainly, yeah. I mean, look at Solyndra. Okay, invest a percentage of our war budget into Solyndra, which goes bust, and other companies like that. This is irresponsible investment. Irresponsible. Makes my blood boil.
Yeah, it's just one of many things here, Stan, that makes my blood boil. And you have on your website, standale.com, daily tons of great headlines that your wife Holly does, from what I understand.
That's right. And she gets up at 4:30, 6 days a week, and really digs into the news worldwide, trying to alert people to what's happening around us.
There's a lot of great stuff on there, folks. Check it out, Stan Deo, DEYO.com. That's standeo.com, and I highly recommend reading the headlines there. I'm skimming through them now. There's always something, always something. There's never a shortage, and I sometimes think to myself, geez, how is it we're always able to find news? You know, you would think maybe after a while you run out of stories, but it never stops. Legitimate, genuine issues that need to be covered.
Well, you know, Bob, having lived out of the country, both of us realize that Americans get such a controlled news release from all the media that in other countries people laugh at us because they're getting the real news, and they look back at the United States and think, you guys don't really understand what's going on. It's because we're not being told, and you have to go offshore, which is what she does.
Interesting. Yeah, I do a lot of searching in the mornings as well to find things to write on, and there's, geez, never.
Holly has said that. Said you've sent her a couple stories recently too. That's really kind of you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys putting them up there because we definitely want to get the word out. And the issues that I cover, you won't find in the mainstream media. You know, you won't find it. So I'm trying to put an article out that gives the real version of what's really going on. And that's exactly what you do with your website as well, which I admire, standeo.com. Check it out. Stan, thanks so much for coming on tonight. We'll have to do it again.
Thank you, Bob. Enjoyed it. We'll talk again.
All right. Take care, brother. Okay, folks, coming up next hour, we have a former college professor of mine, Professor Terry Walton, to come on and disagree with me on a number of different topics, which I think will make for some good radio. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial